going on, everybody? Happy Monday. Welcome to another edition of Mean Streets, powered by FTN, right here on Game Plus Network. Chris Meaney hanging out with you here today. We have two Monday Night Football games. Not one, that's right, but two Monday Night Football games to preview today. We have Bills and Titans. We also have the Eagles and the Minnesota Vikings. And we also have Joe Maddon dropping by in just a little bit. We're going to preview those two Monday Night Football games. We'll talk about a couple of our favorite picks and props. On this show, we will go over some weekly leaders. Of course, there's still two more games left, but we will address some of the opportunity leaders at the running back position, targets plus carries. We'll also take a look at wide receiver targets. They got things to say on this show. Players we may have to pour some out for. Cole Kmet, where you at? Where you at, bud? Darnell Mooney? Where you at? Where you at, bud? We may pour a couple out for some dudes. Today, we'll talk about some highs and some lows from week two. There's a lot of running back committees out there. I'm not going to do any power ranking things, but there's some teams I'm concerned about after 2 weeks. The Broncos, I'm absolutely concerned with. You squeaked out a W at home against the Texans. That offense has absolutely issues going on for sure. Miami is 2-0. We got to talk about Tua and Waddle and Tyreek Hill. Those guys were phenomenal. Amon-Ra St. Brown, another game with 8+ grabs, can break the record next week. I believe it's tied. He's tied with Michael Thomas and Antonio Brown for the most consecutive games with 8+ grabs. Got 8 of them, and he's been fantastic over that stretch. He was great again last night. The Cowboys squeaked out a win. The Arizona Cardinals squeaked out a win. Las Vegas is 0-2. The Bengals are 0-2. The Colts are 0-1-1. That division is still up for grabs. I'm seeing some people already hanging out with us, and I love it. I have a giveaway for you guys today. I actually see some of you guys that are friends of the show. We appreciate the support for sure. Yeah, but if you don't have an FTM betting package, you're going to give away a couple here tomorrow, and this is how you win. I'm just looking for you guys to guess the total yardage for two players tonight inside the same game, the highest total game on the slate, the Vikings and the Eagles, Justin Jefferson and AJ Brown. I'm looking for the total yardage of these two players. So if we see a little end around carry, things like that, that will count. But it's going to be Price is Right style. You can't go over. You cannot go over. Both of these guys were tied for the week one air yardage share total. They both had 73% of their team's air yards in week one. Justin Jefferson had a monster day, and so did AJ Brown in his first game with the Eagles. So I'm looking. Leave it in the comment section. It would be easier for me if you can leave it in the YouTube comment section once this show is over, but I'll keep an eye. I'll have producer Tyler keep an eye as well for me on some of these numbers. So I'm going to give away two FTM betting packages closest to it. If you guys are like two people are spot on, then two people will get it, and maybe we'll give away a couple more, not together. So I may have just already dropped the ball in this. I'm just actually looking for together is actually a pretty good idea. Should we switch this up on the fly? I think we should. Deesh, you're onto it. I will do that together. Let's do it. Both of them. 339. You are in. Deesh, writing that down. Tyler, remember that. But I'm really looking for a couple things. If you guys are not already subscribed to the YouTube channel, please do me a solid. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. It's free to subscribe. You can do it right now. It takes 2 seconds. If you listen to the show on iTunes and Spotify, if you could rate, review, subscribe to the show, it would actually do me a solid as well. But yes, we are going with together. So the total yardage of Justin Jefferson and AJ Brown tonight in the game combined, you can't go over. Deesh is in there first, 339. So we'll see what happens. And I wanted to give away two betting packages, so I still will. I'll just give the two closest people with that combined yardage total for tonight's Monday Night Football game, and we'll announce the winner on tomorrow's show. A couple things I wanted to address. Thursday's show won't be live on our YouTube channel. You're watching on Game Plus. Nothing will change for you guys. Still going to preview the Thursday Night Football game, and I'll have my picks for Friday on that show. Friday and Monday's episodes will be fantasy hockey related, NHL related, some team previews and things like that. You guys can always reach out at Chris Meaney, betting package over at ftmbets.com. If you're looking to be part of the fam, save yourself 20% by using the promo code Meaney. All the picks across all the sports from everybody, projections tools. Had a bit of a rough week two. I think the picks on the show were we're fine. You know, Cortland Sutton, Christian Kirk, didn't get Breece Hall. I'll talk about the Jets backfield. Ty Johnson's out there on third down situations, just absolutely awful and makes me sick to see it. Come on, New York, figure it out. Cleveland Browns are another team that I'm concerned about. Stefanski kind of blew that game last night. I mean, he didn't have to score that other touchdown. Could have just kneeled a couple times and away you go. But good on the Jets to come back and win that game. I will actually be at the Jets game this week. But so the hockey stuff, it will be to help you set up. We got a fantasy hockey draft kit launching this week. Team previews, division previews. You got. I know it's heavy football. I'm a big hockey guy. So that's right. Diehard MMA in the house. It's almost ice time, my man. It really is. So one of the episodes will be with Eric Young and myself. We're going to dive into, we'll do a live draft. Hopefully Underdog. We'd like you guys to be part of it as well. So look for that. But we will air a Game Plus Network on Friday. And then on Monday, we'll have another hockey show as well. And then we'll get back into the football and I won't be missing too many more live shows. But for those on Game Plus Network, always a great lineup. Jake Seeley, All in Football, live today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. Betting with Benny. We have MLB Around the Picks. We're really happy with this partnership at Game Plus Network. So lots of content still coming your way. Okay. Seeing some bets come in, some picks come in. Mark Cards in the house, 218, basically the same as betting $1. Medi, 265, just here for fun, already have the package. I see you in the house, and I think you're satisfied with the package, and hopefully you are. We'll take a quick break on this show. Joe is hanging by in a couple segments from now. We're going to dive into the weekly leaders at the running back position, kind of break down everything I think that's important from the running back position. There's a lot of committees out there. There's a lot of surprising things that happened yesterday. And then also we'll take a look at the target leaders as well, kind of get into the waiver wire. Tomorrow will be, you know, waiver wire rankings because we still have four teams to play tonight. So we'll dive into more into like waiver wire rankings and things like that. Players to pick up, streaming. We got to replace Trey Lance, unfortunately. We may have a couple other running backs to replace as well. Jerry Jeudy went down. Dalton Schultz went down. Tight end position is a wasteland. It is, oh my goodness, what is happening at the tight end? It's Kyle Pitts. Still a lot of great performances last night that we'll touch on as well. So keep her locked. Lots to get to here on Mean Streets. Still having faith in Pitts. We'll address that in a little bit, my man Deesh. Keep her locked. We'll be back in a couple. Welcome back in. See some new people jumping in live on our FTN Network YouTube page. Smash the like button, subscribe to this YouTube channel. That would do me and the crew a solid. And we are doing a giveaway here today. We're just looking for the total yardage of the game of Justin Jefferson and AJ Brown for tonight's game. Can't go over. We have some picks already from some people. See 339, see 218, see 265. So get in there and leave your comments. And if you're watching on Game Plus Network, hop on over to our FTN Network YouTube page. Leave it there in the comment section. That would actually do me a solid, guys, if you can leave it in the comment section after, just so we can keep track. But I am writing some down. I got Tyler helping us out as well. You know, there was some Pitts stuff before we left. Kyle Pitts was out there more than anybody in terms of snaps and running routes. Deesh says he still has faith. I do as well. You know, it's not a great start, though, because, I mean, he's got five fantasy points in two games. And Drake London looks really good. He looks clearly like the number one. I see the comment, Mar. Ramsey was on him a little bit, you know, but not totally, right? And so it's not not really an excuse to say like, oh, you know, it was just Ramsey. You know, Ramsey was spending some time on Drake London. He got burned a couple times, just like he did in week one. I know he came up with a big play to kind of seal that game, but I am concerned. You know, it's just two games with Marcus Mariota. So it's, we can't get overly, like if we're scaling it from 1 to 10, we can't just say it's a 10, but it's gotta be like a 7. Now maybe game number three together, they get more familiar. Pitts is still really, really good. Drake London has taken this leap forward, but the tight end position is so awful. That's why I feel like, you know, you just kind of, you wait it out and you hope that it's fine. But the draft capital that was spent on this guy, third round, I have him in a couple leagues and it's like, I'm just going to roll this guy out every single week. But, you know, Dalton Schultz looks like he avoided a serious injury. Cole Kmet's not doing anything. Irv Smith has a game tonight, but Njoku's not really doing a whole lot. We saw a couple, you know, grabs from him and certainly some red zone targets that I was happy to see for Njoku, but you know, Hunter Henry with the zero. Yeah, it's just the tight end position is just so awful that, you know, even Dawson Knox in week one, if he doesn't do anything today, tonight, you know, he'll probably be dropped in league. So the tight end position is not great, but it's not a good start there for Kyle Pitts. I'm still going to write this down. This guy, 12 in the house. I'm giving everybody's answers too. 299. You got kicking your ass. One, we can say that, I think. You're at 287. All right. Deesh is hoping means London takes some more eyes off of him. Yeah, and that's the hope, right? Drake London he was really good yesterday. Garrett Wilson was really good. Chris Olave was really good. Three rookie wide receivers that, you know, definitely showed up. And London's been good in the first couple games. So, you know, more attention on him, maybe some soft coverage there for Kyle Pitts. But I am expecting a little bit more when it comes to Kyle Pitts. Let's talk about these running backs. Let's take a look at the weekly leaders. Of course, there's still two games happening tonight. This is carries plus target. So not totally touches, but just opportunities. And Leonard Fournette up at the top. And, you know, Leonard Fournette may be up at the top. Credit to the Bucs, right? They're 2-0. No Julio yesterday. No Chris Godwin, basically, for the first couple games. Mike Evans and Marshawn Lattimore went at it again for like the 10th time last night. My goodness, those guys. I don't think there's anybody that hates each other more in life than those two. So they got at it last night. But, you know, credit to the Bucs here. 2-0, they've allowed 13 points overall. They're really leaning on the run game. They're not getting a lot done offensively, but they found a way. Tom Brady sealed it last night with a deep shot in the end zone to a Breshad Perriman, of all people, who was back on the radar. But yeah, Leonard Fournette going to get a lot of touches. I don't think this is really going to change. How about James Robinson, people? Are we like, let's go. Wow, almost choked. James Robinson, this is very, very impressive. It's not like, hey, I'm going to run around and do a victory lap on James Robinson. I'm not really here for any of that stuff. I'll hold myself accountable all the time. There's actually been probably more losses than wins here through 2 weeks of the season. But this is one that we were on. I like Travis Etienne as well, just like everybody else. But James Robinson coming off that Achilles injury, looking like an absolute goat. Just fantastic. The opportunities that he had. He's the lead running back. He's playing more snaps. He's getting goal line touches. Travis Etienne, and you know, when he's getting sprinkled in, he looks pretty good catching the ball. He's explosive, but this is Robinson's backfield. This is exactly what they were going to say, or what they did say. I saw Casey's comment there. I'm going to say 190. This is exactly what Doug Peterson said, that he would be the lead. He's the guy that he trusts. And, you know, I think both guys are fine. I think, you know, James Robinson needs to be ranked ahead of him, started over Etienne, and Etienne's, you know, a flex play. You know, you try to paint game script, but the Jags are sitting here, you know, atop the division. At 1-1, they have an opportunity to, you know, to hang around inside this weak AFC South. And so if you're painting a script on the team playing from behind, like, that will benefit Travis Etienne. But Robinson is not completely, you know, just off the field in third down situations. He's going to catch some passes as well. Saquon, I think what he did for you yesterday was his floor game, right? He still had a lot of opportunities, a lot of touches. The Giants are 2-0 to start. That's a big takeaway here. I believe it's the first time they're 2-0 in quite some time. I think like 10 years or so. But, you know, Saquon didn't look good halfway through the game. I think he had like a handful of yards, but then he finds a way to have a decent day. So you have a floor game there. A lot of people, we mentioned this last week, complaining about Austin Eckler's usage. I'm not sure why. You know, 24 opportunities here. He did have 10 targets. The concerns, of course, that we have now is about Justin Herbert. Is Herbert going to be ready to go this week, or is it going to be Chase Daniel? So, yikes. But Eckler's been used. He just hasn't been scoring any touchdowns. Joe Mixon, you know, it's a good second half. The Bengals started to get back into that game. In fact, they came back and tied it just like they did in week one, but they were not able to hang on to that lead, or really hang around in the game, rather, because they didn't never, ever have the lead, but they did come back and tie it. But Joe Mixon had a really rough first half. But the second half was good. I thought this offensive line was supposed to be better in Cincy. Joe Burrow was on his butt quite often. Najee Harris not doing much, but he's on the field at least. He's touching the ball. A.J. Dillon, it was an Aaron Jones game yesterday. Aaron Jones was really explosive, not only through the air, but on the ground. Had the two touchdown runs. One, you know, we saw A.J. Dillon on the field at the same time and acted as a lead blocker. Saw A.J. Dillon put the ball on the ground. I think that was more so on Rodgers and A.J. I don't think A.J. is going to be in the doghouse. You know, just, I guess it goes to show, hey, Aaron Jones is still here, right? It's not going to be all A.J. Dillon. It's still going to be Aaron Jones in the backfield as well. Josh Jacobs, yeah, I don't know what happened to Las Vegas. Like, I just guess they get too cocky. They were up. I mean, what a tale of two different halves. It was basically like running a lot of plays for Las Vegas. They're moving the ball quickly. They're getting three and outs. They're getting stops. You know, they're running the rock with Jacobs. Jacobs in for a big game. Davante Adams didn't do anything. Had a touchdown, a 1 yard touchdown catch. And then he was very quiet after that. You know, Hunter Renfrow lost the ball there at the end, but The second half was all like Zona. Credit to Kyler. I mean, what a play by Kyler. I mean, 85 yards. He scrambled for 85 yards on that two-point convo, which was like 19 seconds. I mean, it's a stop clock, but it worked out to be a roughly 21 seconds. He's running around in circles, and then he finds a way to get that. It's impressive stuff from Kyler Murray last night. Unbelievable. Josh Jacobs, I don't know. They let the pedal off, and now the Raiders are 0-2, and they got a big hole to climb. Jeff Wilson, the first game there with no Elijah Mitchell. We also saw Tyrion Davis-Price get a lot of work. He wasn't super efficient, but it is Jimmy Garoppolo back under center for the 49ers. Unfortunately, Trey Lance's season is over due to a fractured ankle, but Jeff Wilson got a bunch of work. I think he got two passes, got a lot of carries on the ground. Nick Chubb, three touchdowns, unbelievable stuff. He even caught a couple passes, three catches, I believe he had, Nick Chubb. That's what I'd love to see. Oh my goodness, guys. Could you imagine if Nick Chubb caught three or four passes a game? He'd be RB1 for me every single week. He's just that good. Christian McCaffrey had some moments. Javonte Williams also had some moments. So just guys that aren't on here from the running back position that I wanted to address with you guys. So positives, Damian Pierce, he had all 15 of the running back carries in Houston. I was shocked about that. I mean, we were saying on the show, a couple of the players that we had for buy lows, like Pierce and hold on to Akers and don't drop them. And Allen Robinson had a touchdown that happened earlier in the game. Mike Williams had a great day. Like, these were buy low candidates, just be patient with them. And they all showed up in positive ways for us. Damian Pierce, as I mentioned, had all the carries out of the backfield. Jeff Driscoll had a carry, which was crazy to see, but nothing from Rex Burkhead. I was actually shocked with that. I thought Rex, you know, eventually would be phased out and would be Pierce's backfield. It's certainly a first and second down opportunities, short yardage opportunities. And we saw that yesterday in that game. Rex Burkhead was really just limited to third down opportunities. I think he played all but one third down, and definitely all third and long, and then 2 minute drill. But for him not to get any carries, I thought that was a little odd. But good news for Pierce, right? We're in on Pierce. We want to buy low on Pierce. Cam Akers looked really great in the game yesterday. It was like a couple of drives, which was basically all him. And then they got in the red zone. There was a timeout that was called, and Darrell Henderson came in and stole a goal line carry and got a touchdown. He actually stole a couple red zone rushing attempts and almost converted a couple. He probably should have had two touchdowns. He had one, which saved your day. But good stuff for Cam Akers, right? Positive. I think over time, you know, Cam Akers is a guy that's going to overtake this backfield, whether it's 60-40, 70-30. Henderson doesn't have the cleanest track record, but Henderson still has some value. Of course, it's just one game. We've seen both sides of it now. But I suppose if I'm ranking ahead this week, I would probably have Henderson slightly higher because it does seem like he's the goal line back, and that's very valuable. Like Jake said on his show, All in Football this morning, you know, Damian Harris has that, you know, role in New England. Ramondre was quiet again, but you know, if you're splitting between the two guys, you know, moving forward, if it gets closer to a committee, Damian Harris probably gets the benefit of the doubt, certainly in my rankings and my projections, because he's going to get that goal line work where maybe Ramondre is the guy who catches a few passes, but we've yet to see that as of right now. Other running backs, you know, Travis Homer leads all Seattle backs in terms of snaps played, and he gets a few targets out of the backfield. It's just a mess. It really is going to be a mess in Seattle. They've run the fewest plays on offense through 2 weeks. The offensive line is not great. They had their Super Bowl win in week one against the Broncos and Russell Wilson. Now they came back down to earth in week two. Great for Tyler Lockett. Had a big game. I would sell him immediately. Why not, right? It's just going to be a lot of inconsistencies inside this offense. But Kenneth Walker's first game, I wouldn't drop Walker. I wouldn't drop Walker a penny. It's just hard to start them. You got to have running back depth. You can't just cut ties with certain players. If you're in an 8-team and a 10-team, it's easier to do that. But we haven't had too many running back injuries. Thank goodness. Knock on wood, we don't have too many. But they're going to happen, unfortunately. And guys are like next man up. You just can't cut those guys. I think you have to hold on to them where, you know, and if anything happens to Penny, then away you go. Wanted to touch on this as well. Deese has got it. Thoughts on Breece looked good. Ugly now that Ty Johnson played, but Breece looked explosive. I thought Breece looked really good. Yeah, I think, Deese, you own both Jets backs, right, Carter? And also, you own Breece, right? You own both of those guys. Yeah, I thought Breece Hall looked really good. And we had that conversation on the show this week that I thought he would overtake him in this week. I don't think he's fully overtaken him. But Ty Johnson on the field in third down situations and 2-minute drill, that was... I didn't understand that. Come on, like Sala, just forget about Ty. Let's go here. You got two really good pass catching backs in Breece Hall and Michael Carter. When Hall was on the field, he really did look good. He looked explosive. And I don't know if he would have had that 10-yard grab if there wasn't a timeout called. It was Ty who was on the field, didn't do a whole lot, but he was on the field and they moved up the field. And there, I think there was a timeout call. And then Breece got on there and he caught the ball and he converted for a touchdown. Carter still seems like the lead, kind of, but certainly seems like the third down back. I should have been on him for over 2.5 grabs as opposed to Breece Hall. That was my bad, guys. Really dropped the ball on that one. Man, but Carter was the guy who had over 2.5 grabs. I think he had 5 grabs there, but it's slowly turning. It's slowly turning. Yes, I think we'll see Breece Hall as like a low end RB2 and Carter is like a flex. I think there'll be room for both of these guys, but Hall is definitely the better back in there. And Casey chimes in with Penny's history. Absolutely. With Penny's history, I think you want to be holding on to Ken Walker. It's not like we're picking up Travis Homer, and we hope that he's not going to be the complete third down back there. But there's a lot of committees, too. We do want to break here and turn the page to wide receivers. A lot of things we'll be talking about tomorrow when we do some waiver wire rankings and things like that. We'll look into snap counts and red zone opportunities and you know, a bit of a sneak peek, but Miami's backfield, right? Come on, what was that? Chase Edmonds week one, and now Raheem Mostert, so that was confusing. Baltimore's backfield, you want to stay away from it. We just don't know. We hope that J.K. Dobbins comes back, and then it's J.K. Dobbins getting majority of the looks and things, but I believe that, what a game that was, right? For Tua, credit Tua. Everyone's all over Tua. I mean, Tua was great. 6 touchdowns, 468 yards. I think Waddle and Tyreek combined for 32 targets, 22 grabs, 360 yards, and 4 touchdowns. That was really fun to watch in the second half of that game. But in the first half, Baltimore was using everybody, absolutely everybody in the run game, Mike Davis and Batty and all these. Justice Hill. They're using everyone in this game. Lamar is the running back there. We'll break and dive into wide receivers. Joe Maddon is hanging by. We'll talk to her in about 5 minutes or so. Josh Gordon will be playing tonight. Okay. I don't think we need to get too crazy with Josh Gordon. We're not getting in the time machine and jumping into Josh Gordon props. That's for sure. But good for Josh Gordon. Hopefully he can stay on the field. Any questions, guys, hit me up. If you guys have any stuff, we'll break and we'll dive into wide receiver targets. And then we'll talk to Joe, preview tonight's 2 football games. Keep her locked. Welcome back in. We'll bring in Joe Maddon right now. Joe Maddon Sports here. Sorry, I gave you a little bit of a surprise. I thought, Joe, we'd go in a couple minutes, but I saw that you were hanging out here. Producer told me you are ready to rock, so why not bring in Joe Maddon of Joe Maddon Sports? You can find her right there on the Twitter machine. Always doing some fantastic stuff. Joe, appreciate you jumping on here today. Happy Monday to you. Welcome in.
Yeah, happy Monday. You sure did surprise me. I was listening to you and I was like, you're going to bring in Joe Maddon. And I look up and there I was. So nice surprise. But I knew I was going to be here eventually. So happy Monday morning. How did you survive the weekend? Wow. What an NFL Sunday.
It really was. Yeah. The past 2 weeks have been awesome. It's been, you know, that's why I love the NFL so much. It really is unpredictable, right? I mean, we're through 2 weeks and I don't know if you're in any survivor pools, but my goodness, right? Like some of the upsets that we've seen over the first couple weeks of the season, I have a lot of questions about certain teams, but overall survived, you know, fantasy betting landscape. It's been okay. Not bad. Looking to hammer a couple picks home tonight, but do you have any big takeaways from what you've seen so far through 2 weeks or just yesterday? Anything that really kind of sticks with you?
Absolutely. Yesterday, you know, the Bengals killed me not being able to get things done. That offensive line, if they do not give Joe Burrows more time, that team is never going to be able to get anything done. The Colts, what the heck? I know there's injuries, but the Colts to come out that week yesterday was terrible. The Raiders going up, and then I don't know what happened to them. Did they get overconfident? What happened? Kyler Murray just came out and killed that game. He never gave up. So hats off to him in a game where it looked like they were done and that they should pack their bags and go home. So there was quite a few games yesterday that blew me away. Packers coming out and destroying the Bears again was nice to see. But that first drive, Justin Fields being able to get that touchdown on the opening drive for the Bears was pretty incredible to see. I thought the universe had flipped and we were going to see the Bears take that game last night after that.
Could you imagine what how everyone would react if that was the case here, like, because you got Aaron Rodgers and then the Rodgers and the Packers be 0-2, and I'm sure Rodgers be talking, but you know, he says that he's, you know, the Bears, he owns the Bears, so you know, if he lost that game, certainly there'd be a lot of chaos this morning. But who's going to win that AFC South division? Like,
I don't know.
It's completely up for grabs, is it not? I mean,
yeah.
The Colts look atrocious right now. Matt Ryan is nowhere near the guy that he was a few years ago. Hopefully for the Colts, Michael Pittman is healthy and he can come back soon, because they're not going to be able to move the ball. Teams are going to stack. Jonathan Taylor is really good, but teams are going to stack boxes against Jonathan Taylor. He wasn't that efficient yesterday. He had a couple of nice runs, but that was really the case. Stacked boxes. And who's stepping up at the wide receiver position for the Indianapolis Colts? I mean, it was an opportunity for Paris Campbell. He played more snaps, ran more routes than anybody. He didn't do anything. He was just out there. Is that the team that you're worried about the most? Because they're still favorites to win the AFC South, plus money, barely. But they were -130 heading in. The Titans are playing tonight. They're 10-point underdogs. I mean,
how can we take any of these teams here, right? We look at all four of these teams. They're all showing so many struggles, all have so many issues. When I look at it, the Colts have to turn things around. They absolutely do. But this Titans team, I don't know, they might be able to get something done. If Derrick Henry can stay healthy, this might be a team where they somehow squeak it out. I have no faith in the Texans and the Jaguars to get it done. I know we saw the Jaguars get that win, but I still don't see them being that team that can take this division.
Yeah, I think it's completely wide open. I would say the Colts, I would still give them the benefit of the doubt to win the division. Even though they are missing, that's why I think, Joe, is because they're missing players defensively and they're missing their alpha wide receiver. It's still a long season and, you know, there's a lot of losses that are going to pile up. Mike Evans apparently suspended one game, Tyler A. says, suspended one game for that. Nothing for Lattimore, I guess. Evans did come off the field.
Evans is the repeat offender, though, right?
Yeah.
This happened,
Him and Lattimore.
13, yeah.
These guys do not like each other.
But that was the pivotal change in that game. The Saints would have won it if it wasn't for that fight. I swear that was just total change in their discipline and everything out on that field.
Yeah, I fired them up. Okay, let's get into tonight. Let's talk Titans first. Yeah. Tennessee Titans and the Buffalo Bills. So we have the Bills as 10-point favorites, -9.5 in some spots. Use the prop shop and parlay calculator. You see ftmbets.com. Get the best possible odds. Save yourself a lot of time. I don't think anybody has taken the Bills in the money line, as you see, -4.35, and then the Titans at 4-1 if you wanted to go that route. You see the note. You mentioned Derrick Henry earlier. The Titans have won the last two matchups between these two teams, last season and the year before. Both of those games came in Tennessee. And Derrick Henry, 200 rushing yards. He had 100 in each game, and he had 5 total touchdowns. I'm sure that'll be the focus tonight on the Buffalo Bills to slow down Derrick Henry. How do you see this game playing out?
Yeah, I think they're absolutely going to slow down Derrick Henry here. The defense of the Buffalo Bills is so strong. And I think when we look at them, they're just going to be way too much for the offensive line of the Tennessee Titans with Von Miller and Phillips here. I'm looking for this to be a really hard game for the Tennessee Titans. We saw them against the Giants in week 1. They got up in that game, but they weren't able to get things done. And they weren't able to protect against the run either. I really do think the Buffalo Bills are going to come out so strong in this one. This is their home opener for the season. This stadium is going to be wild. And we look at Josh Allen in that first game, completed 84% of his passes. I'm looking for a huge day out of him. Devin Singleton had 8 carries for 48 yards. I think he has another phenomenal day. And they run the ball and pass the ball. I think they play a really balanced offensive game in this one and get the job done. There's a couple of bets I'm looking at. Now, the whole world is on the Buffalo Bills, it seems, laying the points here. I'm not going to go full game. I'm going to look at the first half. I'm going to lay the 6 in the first half. And I think that's a great way to go, especially after what we saw yesterday. All of these teams that should have been winning were winning in that first half. We saw lots of backdoor covers. I don't want to be backdoor covered tonight. I'm going to lay the 6 with the Bills in the first half. I'm going to look at them over the 28.5 points as well, because I do see the points coming in this one. And I think in this one, we can also look at Devin Singletary for his rushing yards over 46.5 with the issues that the Tennessee Titans do have in stopping that run.
I love that Singletary call. I'm going to give a couple props later on. It's so tough to try to narrow it down, not to confuse people. And I don't have Singletary on my card, but I was really looking at him. I think it's easy to look at Josh Allen, right? His rushing yards is over 50. I mean, 56 last time out. But to your point, right? And I think if we're painting the game script here and the pitchers, the Bills have a lead, a touchdown lead at half, you're cashing. Yeah. And they're running the rock maybe in the second half of this game. It does sound like Gabriel Davis is going to miss this contest. So I do like Diggs to have a big game, but maybe somebody else steps up. Maybe that's Singletary, you know, catching a few passes in the backfield. Maybe they take the over on his rushing plus receiving. I think we could potentially get that. But yeah, to your point, you know, the rushing prop is certainly, you know, reasonable. I don't know why I have it in my head, just like people talking in the back of my head, like, oh, Singletary's no good. Singletary's no good. I hear that all the time with Singletary, but he actually is really good. Yeah. He is a really good running back. James Cook is a rookie. He put the ball on the ground last week. I think that benefits him. Maybe you see a little bit of Zach Moss in there, but Singletary should act as the lead. I would expect him to probably get around 15 touches in this game and maybe a few more catches if Davis doesn't play, Joe.
Yeah, absolutely. I think this is going to be a nice game for him. And over 46 and a half, it just seems a little light with what we've seen out of the Titans defense against that rush.
If you were to take a dart throw on somebody to step up for Davis, maybe we do a touchdown. We got Dawson Knox at plus 140. We got Isaiah McKenzie at plus 155. Jameson Crowder, I see on DraftKings at plus 220, but I see on FanDuel plus 370.
Ooh, I like that Crowder plus 370.
I think so too. Yeah.
I think that's great. I'm going to actually go place that right after we get off here on FanDuel.
I love it. veteran wide receiver. It was kind of split in that first week. I know Isaiah McKenzie was coming off the ankle injury. He's involved. He had a touchdown, but Jameson Crowder was getting some looks towards the end of that game. Maybe he does find a way to, you know, come away with the second most targets, you know, on the Bills squad if Gabe Davis is potentially out. So I like the call. I think the Bills roll, but I love that first half call. I think that 6.5 is pretty good. I do believe that the Bills defense will be completely focused in on Derrick Henry and trying to do what they can to stop this guy. So I'm staying away from Derrick Henry rushing props. Joe, and take a quick break. Get that bet in your in the commercial break. Perfect. And then let's tee up the Vikings and the Eagles. Hang tight, Joe, and I'll be back here on
Thanks, Chris. Keep her locked.
Welcome back in. Chris Meany with Joe Madden at Joe Madden Sports on the Twitter machine. Medi is tailing your pick. I got in on that one as well. -6. The place is going to be rocking. Bills defense is legit. I have so many concerns about Ryan Tannehill in this offense as well. Some inexperience at the wide receiver position. And I do believe that they are going to be all over Derrick Henry. So I like this Bills defense to probably score. I like them to create some turnovers. And I think Josh Allen and company will roll even without Gabe Davis. Let's preview the other Monday Night Football game. We have two Monday Night Football games to talk about. I love it.
It's a great Monday.
Put the feed up. Yeah. Hopefully cash some bets, watch some football. So Eagles and Vikings, the other one, this should be really, really good. I like the over here, Joe, 50.5. I know it's really high, but I think both teams are going to be able to put up some points on offense. You know, the Eagles defense did not look great last week against Detroit. They did a great job of moving the football and scoring themselves. Even though it was against the Lions, they still had a lot of success running the football, which is something they do very, very well. And then the Vikings with Kevin O'Connell, a new head coach. I mean, it was the first game against the Packers. I thought they had a tremendous first game. Justin Jefferson and A.J. Brown going toe-to-toe. We're actually running a fun contest, Joe. I'll get your thoughts on this. We're looking for people to give us the total yardage of these two stud wide receivers in this game tonight, Justin Jefferson and A.J. Brown. We have some guesses already, those that are hanging out with us live. Tell me what you think the combined total yardage of these two alpha wide receivers will be tonight. You can't go over. It's Price is Right style. So we will take two of the winners closest to it, and we'll give away an FTN betting package. But let's get back to that game matchup. This note I wanted to share with you. Kirk Cousins, 2-9 on Monday Night Football, and he has won his last two games, though. I think they came against the Bears. He's won his last two matchups as a member of the Minnesota Vikings against the Philadelphia Eagles, but these two teams haven't played since 2019. This should be a fun game. What way are you leaning?
This is a trickier game than the last one, for sure, here in this one. I am with you on this over. I do think we're going to see the points coming in on the board in this one. Strong trends for the Eagles at home to that over and the Vikings as an underdog to that over. Now, we have to take into account that was the teams last year, and I do think every single year, while we can look at the trends, it is a brand new team, but we look at Kirk Cousins and his passing yardage that he got in that first game out of the gate versus the Green Bay Packers. 277 yards with zero interception, completed 23 of 32 passes. And then Jalen Hurts is behind one of the best offensive lines in the whole league. I'm looking for them to be able to create those holes and for the Eagles here to be able to get the ball into the red zone and convert those touchdowns. So I think the points are coming in nice in this one, but I think with the struggles the Eagles have in their secondary and the adjustments that Minnesota has made to their offensive production this season, I think we're going to see the Minnesota Vikings come out with the win here. I'm going to grab them plus the points with a sprinkle on that money line and look at Kirk Cousins passing yardage over 278.5 in this one.
Yeah, the Eagles defense should be better. I think it's, you know, I'm not sold on Mr. Gannon as the defensive coordinator. I don't know. I'm not really sold, but they have the personnel to be better. I still think it's one of the most improved teams on both sides of the football, but this will be tough for them. You know, we can laugh about Kirk Cousins on primetime. The link will be rocking, but this is, it seems like a different feel to your point with Minnesota and the new wide receiver three sets that they're going to be able to run. I just feel like we'll see a lot of points in this game. I like the Hurts rushing prop. I know it's pretty high, Joe. It's at 49.5. He had 90 last week. He had 50 in the first half. He's just such a good runner. And you mentioned the offensive line and how great that offensive line is. It creates a lot of holes. You have to have teams that, you know, now have to respect AJ and Dallas Goedert. I think Devontae is in for like 3.5. I know that may be a risky play, but he's plus money. I think they'll try to get him more involved this week. But, and Jalen Hurts has it in his nature to run. He's top 50 rushing yards in 7 of his last 10 regular season games. He didn't do it in his final 3 regular season games last year, but he had an ankle injury. He was dealing with an ankle injury, and I don't think he was running as much. I believe that was the reason. But we have two rushing quarterbacks here today in Jalen Hurts and also Josh Allen that I think could get over that mark. Do we have a guess?
I think that is a great way to go with this. I think he's going to have a phenomenal day, Jalen Hurts. This offensive line is going to give him that protection and give him the protection to get to those wide receivers as well with AJ Brown and Devontae here. I think this is going to be a good game for both these teams. And that's why I think that over is so strong, because offensively, these teams are going to be lighting up the board tonight. And I was shocked that this number wasn't even higher than the 50.5.
Yeah, Meddy does, you know, he just mentioned the 3.5 receptions plus money. I think if you're looking for a plus money play, that would be the one for me. I do believe we'll see a lot of offense. And, you know, if Minnesota's moving the ball pretty easily and, you know, the Eagles are struggling on defense, they may have to throw just a little bit more. I'm sure that the focus will be on Justin Jefferson and AJ Brown, but it's really tough to just stop those guys, especially Justin Jefferson. Do you have a guess? I'm going to put you on the spot. AJ Brown, what do you think his yardage total will be tonight? What do you think he gets?
AJ Brown, let me take him for 90.
Okay.
I'm going to take him for 90. And then Justin Jefferson in his last game, it was 184 yards. I don't see that many yardage coming in this one, but give me 110 for him.
110, I think, so that's quick math. You're at 200, 90 and 110.
That is it. 200 yards.
It's tougher than it probably should have been for me, but it's Monday morning.
It is Monday morning.
I love it. I love it. I wish I had more time with you. We do have to break quickly, 30 seconds. Actually, no. Why don't you just tell the people where they can find your work and if you're excited about the Flames, Calgary Flames season this year.
Oh, wow. Am I ever excited about the Calgary Flames this year? This is going to be a totally different team. We have seen our core guys walk out the door. This is a brand new team. It's going to be a brand new season. And fingers crossed, we just beat the Oilers this season. That's all we care about as Calgary Flames fans. But you guys, you can find me on Twitter and all social media at Joe Madden Sports. And I hope to do this again, Chris. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely, Joe. Let's do this again. Let's actually have a nice preview on the Flames. I think they did a great job in the offseason trading in some of those two vets, like you mentioned, in Tkachuk and Goodrow, and getting a couple nice pieces in Kadri and Huberto coming the other way, plus Mackenzie Weegar. So there's reasons to smile. smile in Calgary when 2 months ago it didn't look all that great, right?
Well, so, I don't know if you noticed, my Flames banner went back up. It went down and now it's back up behind me. So they're allowed to be on the wall again.
Fire it up. Joe Madden Sports, give her a follow on Twitter. A great follow. She's always doing live shows and great content, betting content, covering a lot of sports, and hockey is around the corner. You're going to want to make sure you check her out on all her social media platforms. We'll say goodbye to Joe for now. We'll have her back in the very near future. I got some more props and picks for tonight's game, plus going to take a look at some of those wide receiver targets from week two. Keep her locked. I want to do this giveaway one more time. Just the final time I'm going to bring it up for you guys to see some people hanging out live. I want to give away an FTM betting package. Just seeing all picks across all sports, projections tools, access to our Discord channel. All you have to do is guess the total yardage between these two studs, JJ, Justin Jefferson, and AJ Brown. I can't go over. We got a few guesses here. I got a 339. Oh, baby. In for a big day. If that's the case, Deesh, I love it. Aggressive. But we do have a few guesses in here. It's very simple. Leave it in the comment section of this YouTube page and you will be entered in the draw. We'll give away two betting packages tomorrow. This is what I'm thinking for picks. A couple are pretty chalky here. I don't feel like the Eagles are going to be able to stop Justin Jefferson. Over 94.5 receiving yards. It's very, very high. He had the 9 catches on 11 targets for 184 in the last game. He's had 100 plus yards in 7 games last season. He's got 8 touchdowns in his last 9 regular season games. He had 73% of his team's air yards using our free air yards tool over at FTN Daily, FTNFantasy.com. AJ Brown also had 73% of Philly's air yards. I have it in here as like a kind of a mini same game parlay. I think it correlates well. AJ Brown over 5.5 grabs and 73.5 receiving yards. If you wanted to take these as singles, you will get plus money on AJ Brown's catches. I think Devontae will be sprinkled in a little bit more. I don't mind Medi that play over 3.5 at plus money. If you want to take a stab on that, I do believe he'll be sprinkled in this game more. And I like the total. I think it cruises over the 50.5. I think both teams kind of flirt with 28, 27 points here. But taking the two alpha wide receivers, Stephon Diggs, you know, with Gabe Davis out, we could see some more from Stephon Diggs. I'm looking for receiving yard props for Crowder and McKenzie. I may get involved with both of those guys. I like the call from Joe on Singletary. But for Diggs, 8 grabs, 122 yards versus Ramsey mostly last week, 89 yards on 9 catches last year in a matchup against the Titans. I'm worried about the Titans secondary. It's inexperienced. I think that Josh Allen will have his way with them. Dalvin Cook, I think, is going to be a handful for the Philadelphia Eagles. They had issues last week stopping Swift and stopping Jamal Williams. This is a team historically, they've been good against the run, but Dalvin Cook, over 88.5 rushing and receiving. He had 108 total last week, 23 touches. He had 5 targets on 3 grabs. He's actually cleared this number in 7 of his last 8 games and 11 of his last 14 games. He's a big-time player through the air, catching passes. When he is healthy, he is getting all of the snaps, all of the looks. It's only when he's out that we see Alexander Mattison. So I am in on Cook. I think he could probably get 20 to 25 receiving yards, and I think he can get to the 60 rushing yards as well. And then Jalen Hurts, as I mentioned in the last block, Jalen Hurts over 49.5 rushing yards. I think both quarterbacks are in play. Josh Allen sitting there at 39.5 rushing yards. He had 56 in week one. But for Jalen Hurts, 90 last week, 50 in basically the first quarter of that game. He's top 50 rushing yards in 7 of his last 10 regular season games, and the 3 that he didn't came toward the end of last season. I do believe that was because he was dealing with an ankle injury. Okay, we are going to take another break. We see a couple more guesses. Reese at 221. We got Ultimore underscore legs at 210. We have Mr. Nice Guy in the house at 189 as well. I'd love to hear more thoughts, guys. Combined yardage of those two alphas for tonight. We'll be giving away 2 FTN betting packages. You cannot go over, so proceed with caution. You may want to be a little conservative with that pick. I think the Eagles get it done tonight, but what do I know? I'm a little biased. All right, we'll break. We'll take a look at those wide receiver target leaders to ride on Mean Streets. Welcome back in one final time. Chris Meany here with you on Game Plus Network. I want to take a look at the wide receiver target leaders. Of course, there's still a couple games left, and tomorrow we'll get into the wide receiver rankings, try to help you replace Trey Lance, get you some tight end streams, things like that. But these are the wide receiver leaders for week two. How about Jalen Waddle? My goodness. I mean, he has the best touchdown dance in the game, does he not? I find myself doing the Waddle. I don't even own this guy in too many leagues, and I'm just like, here we go. Waddle time. Great for Tua, right? True test next week against the Bills, but good for Tua and McDaniel. McDaniel is 2-0 to start the season against Bill Belichick and Harbaugh. And Tua is, man, say what you want about Tua and the deep ball, but credit to Tua and this offense last night or yesterday. Coming back in the second half, I mean, both of those wide receivers, you see Tyreek Hill as well. I mean, they both ate. They were both phenomenal. Tua finished with 6 passing touchdowns, 468 yards, 32 targets between the two wideouts, 22 catches, 360 yards, and 4 touchdowns. That's the best combo from a teammate ever. These guys are fantastic, right? Speed, speed, speed. Don't sleep on the Dolphins. True test next week, of course, as I mentioned, against the Bills, but fantastic stuff. Cooper Kupp just does his. He eats, you know, he had almost a costly fumble at the end of the game, but another touchdown for him in the end zone. Garrett Wilson did play behind Elijah Moore and Corey Davis in terms of snaps. He had 37 routes run. That was number 4 on the team overall. We had Ty Conklin had 40. Elijah Mitchell had 45. And Corey Davis was right there with Garrett Wilson. He played some slot. He was kind of in there for Braxton Berrios. Most of his damage came on the outside of yesterday. But, wow, man, I think this guy he's legit, right? I mean, his route running ability, he's explosive. He's got this little shimmy shake to him. Really good first game there. I think, you know, it's going to be hard to trust and get some consistency, but I really like him the most out of any Jets wide receiver. Chris Olave, another rookie, Drake London, these guys showed up. Jacoby Myers, I would sell. I still don't like this Pats offense. I know he's a target hog. He's going to get some catches. I don't believe in the touchdown upside. I just don't believe in this New England offense at all. So he'd be a sell high for me. Tyler Lockett would be a sell high for me. It was nice to see CeeDee Lamb get some targets, but Noah Brown was the guy who was getting results. Marquise Brown, almost a touchdown at the end. He still is the lead guy inside this offense until DeAndre Hopkins. And then how about Amon-Ra St. Brown, right? 8-plus games, 8 games in a row with 8-plus grabs. If he does it next week, he's going to break the record, which he's tied now with, I believe it's Michael Thomas and Antonio Brown. So Amon-Ra looks legit. And also Courtland Sutton. We love Courtland Sutton on the show. We've hit the over now on both of his receiving yard props. And it looks like Jerry Jeudy could potentially miss some time. So we're not overly worried about Courtland Sutton, but we really are worried about the Broncos. And we're out of time. We can't get into the Denver Broncos. But Nathaniel Hackett, I don't like what I see from you, dude, in the first 2 weeks. Appreciate everybody hanging out. Again, Jefferson and AJ Brown, total yardage. Leave it there in the comment section. Enjoy the 2 football games tonight on Monday Night Football. Appreciate you, Tyler. We'll say goodbye to you guys. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Cheers.